Krishna.
The other flies, isn't it? And they don't even notice that they are unwelcome. They think, we are first here. What do these elephants do amongst us? They should depart. We should stay. Hare Krishna, welcome. So, my dear devotees, today in the workshop we want to talk about chanting with taste. Is there anything we can do to increase our taste? Now, in strict devotional language, taste or ruchi is an outcome of a systematic progress in devotional service. This systematic journey or systematic progress is detailed by Srila Rupa Goswami, and really one station precedes the following station. In other words, if you want to have a ruchi or taste in the chanting, it's necessary that you went before that through the preceding stages, the stages before ruchi. It's almost like a journey. If you wish to arrive in London, then you, from here, you first have to go through Brussels and Den Haag and Cardiff, or what is this place? Southampton, and then you go into London. You can't go to London without having gone through these stations. And so, ruchi is a station which happens after the devotee has first developed his faith in the chanting of the holy name. After there's some initial faith, the devotee moves on into the association of devotees. Devotion is really the treasure of the devotees. It resides in their own hearts. So, sadhu sangha or association of devotees is really important in this journey. Some of you have seen that. We have some alumni here, Sunil and also Nityananda, and I think you notice how good it is to come again into the association of devotees. Also, Anna, I see you are here. Maybe it's your third year here, second year here. And we know in the association of devotees, somehow devotion comes to us. In the evening when we do kirtan, the beautiful goddess of devotion walks between all of us, and sometimes she touches the head of Jai Krishna, sometimes of Sunil, sometimes of Shreya, and like this she goes around giving her blessings to us. And in sadhu sangha, in association of devotees, the beautiful goddess of devotion roams, and she will somehow touch everyone with her blessings. So this is the second stage after faith comes the association of devotees, then comes we learn how to execute devotional service in their association. We learn how to chant, how to hear about Krishna, how to worship Krishna. Nine processes of devotional services are learned in this association. It's called this third level where we learn is called Bhajana Kriya, or it is also called the stage of performing sadhana. Then already the first results come. After investing our faith, after having association, and after practice, the first results come. That is that the unwanted things in our heart are removed from our heart. We feel lighter. You will see this when you leave from Belgium, from Radhadesh, and you are back in the material world. Ooh. Some stones will come, some burdens will come. But in the association of devotees, we are unburdened. Then, only when we are no longer harassed by our unnecessary habits, can we develop some steadiness. When you are harassed by these unwanted habits, these material desires and so on, you are always on the up and down. It's like a roller coaster, it's called in English. Achterbahn in German. I remember when I was a child, we would go into these things. They would go very high. We would see. And then they would go in a curve. Ooh, and then it came down. You know these, huh? So, have you been in China? Do we also have these?
The slides?
The roller coasters? For little children, I think. So that's the up and down. And finally, after having become steady, ruchi, or deep taste, is there. So taste is not something which you can get by just a mechanical practice. Taste is not coming to you when you know some methodology, some strategy. Taste is the result of a sincere dedication to the journey of Krishna consciousness. However, after having said this much, I want to say that there is still something like an initial faith. And this initial faith can come, initial taste, I wanted to say. This initial taste comes when you know about alignment and practice alignment. Alignment comes from the mechanical industry. It means to put things in connection with each other. For instance, a car needs to be aligned. There needs to be the place where the fuel is burned. Then that needs to go into the place where the energy which comes from the motor is put into the locomotion, when they spin and the wheels are activated. Everything needs to be properly connected. If you have the wheels here and the motor there, and you don't bring them together or don't align them, you will never move forward. So, if you want to chant with some taste, you need to align the three things which the Lord has given you for your spiritual practice. First of all, the body, then the mind, which is there, and finally the heart, meaning the place of your emotions. If they are all brought into the chanting, you can chant with concentration and some great taste comes. I want to now go with you through a little exercise where we will align body, mind and heart. I want to first of all see, are you all comfortable? Yeah? So, please sit tall. Hare Krishna. See, I keep repeating your beautiful melody. What a beautiful get-up, no? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. It's a traditional melody. I know this melody also. Hare Rama. So, did you bring your japa mala? We need that for this exercise. There is so much to be said about physical posture when you sit and chant. Posture really does influence our whole mental state. Once a saintly person was visited by a man who was miserable, and the man came like this, oh I'm so miserable, and he told him the problems he had. So the saintly person also began to crouch over like this. After some time, he enthusiastically declared, it works, I'm also very miserable. So when you sit tall, you send a signal to your mind, and it will go. You're getting your beat back?
Yeah.
Please hurry. What can we say about sitting tall? It means to bring everything in one line. Please, my dear devotees, move the head a little bit back, because most of us are email people or computer people. We always hang there, and one day our head will fall into our laptop. So bring it back a little, tuck in the chin a little. It's a little unnatural in the beginning, but it will work. You will see wonders will happen. Then please bring your shoulders up to your ears and then roll them back. The idea is you want to open the chest. This is good for intake of oxygen, but also to maintain the posture. Just you bring the, you can watch me. You bring the shoulders up to the ears and then, oh my God, I feel like a human being again. Homo erectus. You know, the person who sits tall. Then go down with your attention to the lower part of the spine. It's called the lordosic region. And it should be a little bit curved. It should not be like this, you know, going back. That is how most of the yoga people ruin their health. They allow their back to slap back, and so much pressure is at that time created on the, what is it called, the Bandscheiben, these things between the bones.
Vertebrates.
Thank you. Vertebrates. Vertebrates, isn't it?
Bhakti Yami is a doctor.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, yes. Bhakti Yami is a doctor, no? You had to learn 1,560 bones. Or most of it is forgotten, or you still remember?
Some things I remember.
Yeah, yeah. So try to put a little natural bent in the spine, like this. That's the body. That's all. You will see, most of the devotees, unfortunately, are not aware of it, and they slump and they fall asleep. I've identified 5 sleepers in an hour this morning. I studied very carefully. But I didn't want to say anything. I'm a guest here, so. Then you overstay your welcome. You know. So, but thereby, but it's so simple. You just have to open your chest area. Then enough oxygen comes. The mind is alert when you're in this situation. Then you can sing or chant. The next is much more difficult. It's bringing the mind to or bringing the sound into the mind. And I want to make a little exercise with you on this, and then we will quickly chant. Please stay a little bit like this, and as I am, and close your eyes. It's very important that you close your eyes. Do this now. And I will do a few sounds where I will request you to just listen. We train the listening skills a little. First sound. Try to listen as long as you can hear the sound. It's a very long time. The second sound. You should just allow the sound to enter your mind and identify it. Third sound. Finally, fourth sound. You will find it very unusual, the fourth sound. Please don't look. Now you're prepared for chanting, and just listen to the sound. It will be a very beautiful kirtan, and sing, of course. Thank you. effort to concentrate your mind on the sound. And what is most important is when your turn comes to sing, you should be able to hear yourself singing. Not that you hear the singing of everyone else. That is there, but that is in the second instance there. The first instance is that you yourself need to hear yourself chanting. You need to listen and find your own voice amongst all the other voices. Then deep absorption can take place, because the holy name appears in your heart and your mouth, and you must be connected with this personal holy name. Please now sing Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
Thank you.
Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Very, very, very much. There is one last item, our heart, which needs to be also absorbed. I strongly recommend for this one particular prayer, which is really my favorite prayer in chanting it. I have written it down on page number 8. It's on the right side, underneath the picture. It is a prayer for connection, and I think it really opens the heart dimension very, very much. I want to read it to you, and then I think we should chant a little japa together. Let me do like this. First of all, taste is really also created when different devotees, when various devotees chant together the holy name. We somehow profit from each other's concentration. It's almost like when you have a lot of mirrors and you put a light in the middle, the light becomes reflected in all the different mirrors and it gets brighter, the more the better. So when you have devotees who reflect the holy name, then it becomes much easier. Therefore, it is very much recommended when you chant alone japa at your house, you might like to have a recording of Srila Prabhupada in the background. Just this will vibrate through the home and through the house, and it will give you a lot of support. So I thought we will do japa together. We will chant on our own, on our beats, in our own speed, our thinking. So let me say the prayer at the beginning of our session. I would like to introduce it by the Panchatattva Mahamantra. My dear devotees, it's good if you learn this mantra. I think most of you know, but some of you are new. When you chant this mantra, the obstacles, inner obstacles, are nicely removed. So it's good if you do this before every round. The mantra, you know, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gauravinda. One is immediately freed from the clutches of Maya if he seriously and sincerely says, "My dear Lord Krishna, although I have forgotten you for so many long years in the material world, today I am surrendering unto you. I am your sincere and serious servant. Please engage me in your service." Please now chant your japa as attentive, using the three techniques. Sit properly. Do this, if you like, you can do this exercise to open your chest. Oh, that's so good. Then focus your mind and be in this prayerful mood. Although I've forgotten you for so many long years, now in Radhadesh, in the association of all these wonderful souls, I'm turning to you. Please accept me. Please start now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Try your best. Listen to yourself chant. Hear your own sound. Try your best.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, 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 Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Hare, Hare
Now please, we will continue. Again, sit tall and just quickly go to your spiritual essence. You are soul residing in the region of the heart. You are part of God, a part of Krishna. The next is, you will now address Lord Krishna through your chanting. Hare Krishna, etc. is an address. You will communicate. It's your telephone connection, so to say. Your SMS. No, SMS is a little telephone. It's very deep. And please know, you are in this world to learn only this connection, to make this connection work. Please, start now. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, 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 Hare H Jesus, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Very good. Again, I request you to collect yourself. It's always good when you chant to collect yourself. We will chant one more round together. But please retain your focus. I saw one of you, Nityananda, you might like to stand up a little where the fresh air is for increased intensity of concentration. And it's very good. One comes when one chants a little in a different space of consciousness, and that's really good, because in this space the Lord can reveal himself. So one last effort again. Please let us all chant. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasti Gaura Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, 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 Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Congratulations. Very well. You chanted very well. You can see in the association of devotees it's much easier, and one gets carried by their strengths. I wanted to talk today about chanting with taste, and my point was ruchi, or deep abiding taste, is really a result of a spiritual, of a serious committed spiritual practice, which comes when the journey has gone through a few previous stations. It's not something we can jump to. However, an initial taste can come if we learn to align our body, our mind, and our heart to the practice, no? Because then when there is focus of the body, of the mind, and of the heart, it's all together, and then something wonderful can happen. The holy name can reveal himself. I want to now just see if you have any questions which you would like to ask at this particular time. Otherwise, I have one more thing to do. But let me see, because I've announced that there would be time to ask questions, and this is a good time. Yes, your good name, please?
Vijay.
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 Vijay. Vijay. Good. Please ask your question.
As while we are chanting, of course we know what not to think about.
specifically while we are chanting, what should we think about? Can we think about things like Krishna's pastime, some preaching mission, or should we specifically be hearing what we are actually chanting?
Has every one of you understood Vijayan's question?
I need to show you something. Hope it's possible. Chanting is a type of meditation. I don't have what I needed. it's a type of meditation. Now, when we think, the problem, we will confront the problem with thinking. Thinking is a problem in meditation, because the mind is becoming active again in the world. In nice concepts, and therefore it is good to just listen and let the mantra act upon you. I was in Delhi last winter, and there was a big auditorium, and I was requested to tell them something about chanting. And I said, in chanting it's very important that we do not let the mind carry us like we are accustomed to with its various concept, but that we let the mantra carry us. And I had a bow with me. I then quoted a Sanskrit shloka where it says, the mantra is the bow, the living entity is the living, is the arrow, and the supreme is the goal. So I began to draw the bow, and I said, so at once, so I have now all the elements intact in my bow. I have the mantra, I have the bow, the arrow, and I've drawn the string. Now it's very important for me to lose the arrow, to let it go, and let the mantra do its work. So when you chant, it's a similar situation. You have the mantra, you have yourself, you know it is a spiritual activity meant for the Supreme. However you think of him, you can think of him as Brahman, as this localized super soul. Brahman is the concept that of the energy, or Krishna. And then let the mantra act. If I now think, I don't let go, I don't let, I control everything. You might think, it was thinking of Krishna is very beautiful, no? It's a very nice, yeah, but the problem, Vijayan, is that at this moment, when you think of Krishna, it's a construction of mind. It may not be the real Krishna. After having said this, see, spiritual answers are sometimes paradox in the sense that they seem to not fit in any of our logical paradigm. After having said, no, please don't think, let the mantra do everything, I want to say, it's very important when you chant to orient yourself. I mean, in our example of the bow, you do have to have a target. If you just chant, you might do parrot-like chanting. So it is therefore recommended that we chant before picture, and I saw you were focusing on the picture of the deities for some time. That's good. sorry. It was really bad. Now it's this is not infectious what I have, but it's almost gone. Radhadesh cured me, but sometimes it's just whoop, the voice is gone.
Yes.
After, so how do you bring these two together? Let the chanting do the work and don't think anything at the same time. Chant in a higher connection with Krishna. The two things are brought together by a simple analogy which Burijan Prabhu once gave. If I want to have a cup of tea, then I have hot water and put the tea inside, and the tea begins to dissolve in the water. It's one. I mean, for all practical purposes, you remove the tea bag because it has given its potency and the herbal potency into the water, and now you drink not water but tea. So you have to, in the same way, infuse your chanting with Krishna consciousness. So therefore we find Jiva Goswami saying, while chanting you must meditate about the meaning of the mantra. For those of you who want to try that, I have given you a meaning which our Bhaktivinoda Thakur recommends. It's on page 11 of your handout. Can you see meditations on the meaning of the Maha Mantra? Yes, you see? Good. 12. And, no, did I say 12? 11. Page 11. And there you bring, you chant in a certain mood. I have written a meaning, a simple meaning, so that you don't get too complex in the beginning, it doesn't get too complicated. My dear Radha, my dear Lord Krishna, please accept me in your service. This is the meditation which Srila Prabhupada has given to us. So as you chant, you somehow infuse this mood into your chanting, and then let the chanting go on. You don't think any longer. You don't exercise your mind any longer. Now at that time, Vijay, something very beautiful will happen. Something which I think you have also already experienced. All of a sudden, by itself, without forcing the mind, some very nice things about Krishna come into your heart. No? Have you seen? Sometimes it happens. And that means your chanting becomes infused. I hope my answer is not too mystical or not too unclear. So let me make it very clear again. While you chant, you try to hear, but from time to time, you may think about the meaning and infuse that meaning of the mantra into your chanting, and then it will be very delightful. You will have an aim. You will have, your chanting will not be a bridge to nowhere or an arrow going I don't know where, to the Belgium sky, but it will have a target. It will be focus. It will be contextual, so to say. Is it cool? Can you do it? You will realize it. It will come. Don't worry. This. Good. Vijan, thank you for your question. Anyone else has a question? Nimai. And then Shreya, I've seen you. Yes.
So, is it better to chant like slowly for 2 hours, maybe do four rounds in 2 hours, or do like 16 in the same amount of time? Like, because sometimes I feel like when I'm chanting slower, then I can call out each name with more emotion.
Yeah.
So, which is better?
I have asked this many devotees, and they have always answered the answer, chant beautifully. That means chant with devotion, chant for Krishna, then don't be so much hung up with fast or slow, and so on. Now, as you enter the chanting Nimai, if you do this regularly, you will see that somehow it's like entering the stream. Remember the river chanting which we had one day? This was a piece of art done by Anna from the land of arts. The stream will carry you. I always think when I start my chanting, it's usually quite slow. I'm take 10 minutes per round, but when I get into the flow, it is around 6 to 7 minutes per round, and that these numbers are given by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He says in one danda, that's 24 minutes, one can complete 4 rounds. Can someone help? Who's a calculator amongst you? 20, 40, 6 around. This is around, you know, 6 to 7. This is a very... Oh, sorry, I'm looking at you, Vijayan. This is Nimai's question. Sorry, I'm a little... Yeah. So, chant beautifully, Nimai. That's the main thing. Chant beautifully, and after some time, you will see you can chant, you can bring more names into a shorter period of time. It will just be a constant, uninterrupted stream. The problem is if you go like Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. That is, I think, the speed when you chant slow, is it? Or how?
It's like slow chanting.
Yeah. Tell me. I would say do this in the beginning of your japa, so that you can really hear. But then try to accelerate and continue to hear. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Yes, but it only works if you really get into the stream, then you are there all the time. Sorry.
These meanings that, like if I'm chanting fast, then how do I meditate on everything?
Yeah, what you can do is from time to time just stop and read one of the meanings. Here I must say, because you're a mixed group, you know. Some of you are chanting since a longer time, others have just started. I don't want to overwhelm the beginners with too much information, because then they get paralyzed by information overload, you know, and the system just cranks it up, you know. So beginners, you can, or those who start, you can just read this last line, my dear Radha, my dear Lord Krishna, please accept me in your service. That's a Prabhupada's simple essence. He goes to the essence, and that's his great strength as a spiritual master. He identifies the essence and gives us the essence, and we have everything in that essence. It will develop from there. Later, if you think, oh, yes, how... These meanings are what great acharyas, great chanters have seen in the Hare Krishna mantra. I just wanted to put it in your handout so that you know this is a bottomless well. the holy name. Good. Anyway, so yeah.
I think, Maharaj, maybe you have answered it, I just don't understand. But a lot of the time when I'm chanting, I'm asking Krishna, please, can I have a taste it? Because I can't taste the nectar. I can't.
Yeah.
I'm struggling. So. But how do I know that desire on me calling after Krishna, asking that, if that's just my mind making up something which is not bona fide, or it's actually...
It's very bona fide. In the meaning says, oh Krishna, please may I develop taste for you. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 meaning. Huh? Oh Krishna, please may I develop taste for you. Oh, it says, oh Krishna, please pull my heart to you. Same idea, no? Oh Radharani, please capture my innermost heart and deliver me from the bondage of material life. After some time, Shriya, the idea is you need to infuse that mood into the chanting. There is no longer, when you have infused the tea bag as such is no longer visible. It's everywhere now. It pervades everything. Like a mood. When someone is moody, Hare Krishna, that happens. Then this mood is in his... When he speaks, it's there. When he eats, when he sleeps, there's always this sound, this moody sound in the back of his mind. So we want that the chanting is infused with a certain mood. It's always there. Krishna. My dear devotees, with great happiness I see this workshop has come to the end. The happiness means, I must say, I wanted today to throw you a little bit into the cold water or in the water of chanting. That's why I chanted so long with you, so that you have an experience of this. The main point which I wanted to make is, when you chant in association, it's easier. And you can do that at home also by having some very slight, not very loud, recording of Srila Prabhupada chanting. It will carry you. Not that you need to do it, but you can try it as one of the different things which help you to go deeper. Hare Krishna. Radhe. Oh, sorry, let me go say Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Yeah. So nice to be with you. Thank you so much. Your good association also is influencing my own chanting in a very positive way. It's a wonderful time with you, and I really hope that when you go, then the Kirtan course part 2 should start in your life. That means you should have a good spiritual connection to Kirtan, and you should have confidence that you sit down in your house, invite your friends or people you think you can invite to this, and do Kirtan with them. We are aiming at a high result. You will become the idea is, it would be nice if you become a Kirtan singer yourself. Today we heard Nimai. It was good, no?
Yeah, amazing.
Amazing. Sunil was there. Nityananda I heard also. Yeah. Ooh. Good, I wish you a good meal. Hare Krishna, Haribo. Krishna, Hare Krishna.